Hi, this is a Life of Learning podcast. We hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, Sir. Welcome back.
Hey, Reggie.
Right, we're back to reviewing Bahubali 2, The Conclusion. And this is part of our So You Think You Know Bollywood.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've already recapped the first one. As I said, for the first one, I really enjoyed it. And when I found it at the end, what happened, I went straight on and watched the second one, because there's no way in my mind that you could watch the first one without not watching the second one. So yeah. You kind of got me there on that one.
No, I honestly thought we were just going to do the first movie, but I'm glad you ended up liking it so much you watched the second one, because it's complete without the second one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So the second one is kind of a continuation, isn't it? So do you want to do a quick synopsis of that one?
Okay. So basically, at the end of the first one, he kind of, it gets revealed to him who he really is and who his father was, and then the death. And in the first two-thirds of the film, Katappa is explaining him exactly what happened in the story, and it's a complete like flashback. So it's the story of his father, and then in the final act he basically takes justice for, you know, his father, saves his mother, you know, stuff. So this is this kind of gives a lot of backstory and meaning to the events in the first film.
Yeah, that's right. And then the sort of like the final part is the sort of like kind of a redemption, revenge arc, isn't it? Where everyone sort of like goes back to the palace and basically, gets their revenge, essentially.
And to say, this was, obviously, at the end of the last episode, we talked about Katappa and always following his duty. This gives him new duty, because he is a slave whose loyalty is towards the royal household. And now there's a new heir to the royal household, so he can finally stop protecting the person that he hates and side with who he believes is the true heir of the kingdom.
And that almost gives you the reason why he killed Bahubali Junior, not Senior, in the first film, because of his because of his loyalty to the royal family.
For sure. And do you know what? There's a lot to say for that character, because he is the way that he is, and he lives by the code. But it kind of shows how people exploited him and his code.
They did.
And this is like a redemption story for him.
And one thing as well that I would say is, once Bahubali Jr. found out that he killed his dad, he basically then just called him granddad, which I found was really, I don't know, it was really cool, because, you know, he didn't blame him for killing his dad. He kind of understood. And I think that was a good moment, because they could have, you know, had some sort of subplot or some sort of story based on that, and they didn't go there. And I felt that was kind of the right way, when you can think about how the story was. There was I'm glad they didn't go down that arc.
But the other thing is, I think it's a lot part of Indian culture anyway, because you kind of refer to everyone as a family member. Speak to someone on the street, you call them brother or sister or auntie or uncle, you know.
I'm not talking about that, because that's the same thing in our culture, you know. You know, there's respect for elders, but what I'm saying is, there was no why did you kill my dad, you know. Which I felt was you know, he almost forgave him on the he said, look, granddad, you know, you were there with my dad, you know, you're telling me the story, glad you're back, that sort of thing. Because this, in a sense, that was, he was the, I don't know, I suppose at that time, he was the closest thing to sort of like a relative, in a sense.
Of course, I mean, relative. Because obviously in the second film, they show a lot of his relationship with father. And he was like a father figure to him.
Yes, yes, yeah.
To the point where he's not allowed to eat with them.
Yeah.
Yet, obviously, the Mohinder Rahabali, the father, he sat down as a child and
Donnie
with him, you know?
Yeah.
And and their food as well, which wasn't great food, you know?
Yeah. And I think you saw that, the difference, that was when you were seeing the difference between the both brothers, really. I mean, put it this way, you saw that in the first film.
Yeah.
That, you know, both brothers were totally opposites.
You know what? And but the thing with the, let's call him the evil brother, he was so conniving. He just put on such a good face.
Yeah,
that's right. But in certain scenes, you kind of see the evil kind of down.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes that a wonderful character, like the guy you love to hate, you know, or like,
Sure. You know. Yeah. And you definitely want to make sure he gets his comeuppance at the end.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, I mean, we spoke about it the first review that we did with the strong women, and that continued, to be fair. And I thought the bit where she was walking with, I don't know what it was on her head, or was it fire on her head? I can't remember what it was her head. She was walking through the, I don't know, the town or the villages and whatever. She wasn't allowed to break stride. It was some sort of ritual. And this is where the Bahubali senior got that elephant, you know, was that elephant, got tearaway elephant. And I mean, that whole sequence and that whole scene was, you know, was just really well shot. But you could tell that, again, strong woman, strong character, strong sense of duty. She had to show her people that she could do it, because if she showed strength, then everyone would follow her. So I just, and obviously, you know, the sun was in the background making sure that the path was clear, which I found, which I found really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So still strong female women. And then you see more of the Bahubali's mum in the second one, which you could see her character was just, she was just badass.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, another strong woman. Obviously, the cousin, the other king, he took umbrage because she rejected him for Bahubali. Yes. Yeah. And he was so vindictive. He held on to that for years and kept her alive.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, throughout the years, I love the fact that she was collecting sticks to make a fire for him, so he would be alive in it.
Yeah, I felt the second film had more funny moments in there. That's what I felt. Especially when he came into the what's the woman's name? His wife.
Dev Sena, the
prince. Yeah. And they went into, he went into his, her sort of like realm. And he was acting like a stupid, dumb fool.
For sure. That bit was quite comical. But I felt like, hang on, get on with the story. But then they kind of took you into to this,
I like that because, you know, if you have just too much action, and don't get me wrong, there was action in those when he was in, you know, when they, because they got overrun by bandits. So there was still action there. But I just love when they said, OK, let's have a little bit of a comic break.
I think it was because you're supposed to fall in love with his father to understand the tragedy more.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I felt like, you know.
Yeah. So I think, I love that scene. And then obviously when they're fighting together, it was almost like a date, you know, when they, you know, they were getting the arrows and they, you know, they were holding motion. Each other and stuff like that. I thought that was funny. So I felt the second film was had more humor in it, especially when the, I don't know if you remember it, where the, when the bandits came in, I can't remember the guy that he was on the chariot with, and they were shooting arrows. I don't know what his relationship was, but he was a little bit of a coward. And you know, when they came in, he was hiding behind the women. Then all of a sudden, Bahubali said some really strong, powerful words. He started believing it. Then he became badass.
The second one, I felt, in ways, was a little better than the first one, if that makes sense. They were both, by the way, they were both shot together.
One after another, yeah?
No, like in one big gulp in that 5 years. And okay. I think little bits and bobs that they kind of shot afterwards for the second one.
Ah, right. So when you said in the first season, when you said in the first episode that they'd done it for 5 years, I thought it was just the first film, but you're talking about the whole...
Yeah, it was like, it's like Richard Donner's Superman 1 and 2 was filmed together.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, that kind got of it. Thing,
you know?
It kind of makes sense because you need to get the actors all on board.
These actors, you got to realize they didn't work for anything else for 5 years.
Yeah, sure.
And the guy who played Bahubali, he had to put on, I think it was 20 kg of muscle for this film.
Yeah, sure.
Put that in there as well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So 5 years, yeah. I mean, put it this way, definitely worth it. And I mean, are you saying that it was I mean, in terms of both films, is it one of the most, box office in terms of Indian films? Is it up there?
Sure. I mean, like I said, they had way more distributors than normally for Indian films because they didn't really want to pocket, they didn't want to pocket the money, but they didn't really care as long as people saw this film. It was that much of a passion project. And I think this is one that all Indians can be proud of, this film. Like what they created, it was spectacular.
No, for sure. And I mean, there's just a couple of scenes that the ones that I wrote down. I loved the scene where Dev Sena. Yeah, when she walks across Bahubali's shoulders to get onto the boat.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that scene. I love it because it was showing trust from her.
Yeah.
It was showing his strength that he was going to support her. It was just, he got himself wet. So no matter what discomfort he was going through, he just wanted to make sure that his wife-to-be was walking across. I thought that was very symbolic. I love that scene.
Glad you picked up on that, because it's very much like he kind of proved himself to be husband material. Which kind of makes sense that she kind of rejects the other guy.
But
she did give a bit too much attitude to the other strong woman, which was like the queen mother.
That was a little bit over the top, but then that was her character, you know. She, no matter who it was, she was never going to back down to anyone, and that was like that towards the end, you know. She just kept that. Yeah, and the other scene, which I felt was fantastic, was the swan boat and the dance sequence there. I mean, the cinematography and, like you say, the special effects and the visuals. I mean, to be honest, you needed to watch that in a cinema because, all the scenes, the fight scenes, the dance scenes, the visuals were just unbelievable. And, you know, that scene must have looked really good in the cinema.
Yeah, and the narrative of the story kind of matched a lot of what was going to happen in the plot. Like we talk about him showing his strength as a future husband. Mm-hmm. There were so many little scenes like that kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, there were. And I think it's a film that, I don't know, you probably need to watch again because if you've got the time, because you're going to miss a lot. You'll miss a lot.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Every time you watch it, you pick up something new.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially like with both films, but I think this one is just so many Easter eggs, so many little bits. And you could just talk about one sequence of the film and deep dive into that and, you know, come away with just so many different layers and so many different ideas and concepts and stuff like that. That's what I loved about both films. But yeah, especially this one as well. Yeah. And what was the other scene that I liked? Oh, yeah, which was very kind of comical, really. Well, that wasn't comical. It was when they were in the end, because, you know, obviously the big fight scene, they've all come in. And there were two scenes, actually, which I want to bring up, which I thought were really good, is one where they were on the horizon and the king was looking through his telescope and he could see the mum and he could see... Now, I'm pretty sure that was his son's head. I'm not sure if it was the son's head I've forgotten the white...
Because Bahubali kills his son.
Yeah, that's right. In the first... And then they look and see Bahubali coming up in the background as well. And both of them are just like shocked. They're thinking, what is going on? You know, we killed this...
He's come back from the dead, which I didn't think this was a resurrection film.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, maybe not so much a revenge, but yeah, I suppose a resurrection is probably a little bit better, a better word. And but the scene where she throws the head up in the air, he gets his arrow and shoots this arrow through the head, and the arrow of the head goes, I don't know, must have been a couple of miles or whatever.
Yeah, it was to the like palace. Ages ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, they picked it up, and obviously it's the son's head. I thought that was, whoever thinks of these things is just,
yeah,
you know, very, very. I mean, we could go through so many elements of the film that had sort of like little creative things like this. And the other one was when they catapulted themselves into the palace.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy action. Let's face it, the action is not really realistic.
It's fantasy, that's the thing.
Fantasy, though. Yeah, that's it. And for a fantasy film, this was an amazing film, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's how you've got to look at it. And let's face it, you know, you watch Spider-Man, you know, and he does things that... This guy's a superhero.
Yeah.
I don't care. This guy's a superhero. He's a superhero, just like Thor or the other guys are. Superman, you know, he had amazing strength. He picked up a tree. This is superhero stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, the superhero genre isn't... Because if you look in screenwriting, the superhero genre is someone who has an ability that other people don't.
Yeah, got it.
And that could be anything. You could be good at maths, and there's a lot of things like that, you know, where someone's got one ability and they kind of use that as their superpower.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be superhuman or anything else. I mean, it was in this film, but they used the genre very well. I mean, when he was a baby, he gripped the Queen Mother's thumb and wouldn't let go. He had that much of a grip. So his kind of strength story comes from there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was foreshadowing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of those foreshadowing scenes where you thought, okay, there's no way that the other brother was going to be king. And obviously he took it by default by doing whatever he did in the first.
I thought that one of the most worst scenes was when he mutilates the body after it's died.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's kind of uncalled for, really.
Yeah, but he was so full of just jealousy and hatred and stuff like that.
I'll tell you what, one thing that we should talk about, which we didn't talk about in the first episode, is that we've got to remember that they were half-brothers, weren't they?
They were cousins.
Cousins, that's it, sorry. Yeah, they were cousins. But in the film, they were like, to the Queen Mother, they were her sons. Her
children, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what, because that's one thing, go on.
But also in Indian culture, your brothers and sisters' kids are considered your kids.
Yes. But yeah, if you wanted to look at it and, you know, look at the family tree and how that worked out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so again, just looking at this film in isolation, yeah, great film, continuation, the same words that I used in the first one, epic, incredible, emotional, creative as well. And the one thing as well, we mentioned about the music in the first one, but I think in the second one, because I got my Shazam app and Shazammed a couple of songs that for me really came across in the film. And I just love the driving drum beat. You know, ba-dum, ba-dum, but you know, it really made the story come to life a lot more and added a lot of bigger than it was, if you see what I mean. And the film was the music was a really integral part to the movie, without a doubt. Because without it, I don't think you wouldn't have got the sense of the battle scenes and everything like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's with any film. The music needs to be in line with the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure, I think obviously the soundtracks, the music, the background music should all kind of drive towards creating the end result.
As I said, there's a few minor things like we said in the first one. I'm not sure about the second one, but there was anything there, but we did mention in the first one about that tribe that was blackface. We felt that was a little bit,
and obviously the way he was with the first film, those are the two things I was like, oh, hang on.
But you know, those are kind of minor compared to the whole film as a whole, you know. They could have probably done that a little bit better, but you know, they did a whole lot really, really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think with the blackface, I don't think they did it to be offensive, because if you hear them talk about it, they were quite proud of them creating a whole
new race,
people and a language and stuff. But I was still like, no.
But yeah, no, as I said, but that was it. But I mean, in terms of, you know, apart from that, for me, as you know, I don't watch many films, for me, this was probably, together with Dungle, it's probably a near-perfect film for me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Obviously, I don't watch as many films as you, so I don't have much. But, you know, if I'm, first of all, I'm just glad you're getting me to watch the real quality films.
Yes, and this is I did pick these ones because I think they're particularly the best.
Yes.
So I'm glad you're kind of doing that. I'm really looking forward to the next few as well. You know?
Well, okay. So the next one. So just on this one again. I listened to that podcast and they mentioned that other film, and you mentioned it in the first episode that we did on the film, was RRR. So that is on my list, because the people on this podcast really recommended it and rated it. So I'm gonna put that on my list to watch.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's made by the same guy who made.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've done the first one was Dungle, second one was Bahubali 1 and 2.
Yeah,
the beginning and the conclusion, and the third one
is a Tollywood film called Super Deluxe.
That's it. So that's the next one. Yeah, so Sook, thanks again for introducing me to 3 good films at the moment. I'm hoping the fourth one is going to be the same. The fact that you've chosen it for me, I'm sure it will be.